This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will also proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. This conference and the adoption of the Delhi Declaration represent a significant step forward in advancing safety, security and sustainability in the Asia-Pacific civil aviation sector and highlights the spirit of cooperation that exists among the countries of this region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday called on German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Berlin and conveyed the personal greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Jaishankar is in Germany on the second leg of his three-nation tour. He arrived in Germany from Saudi Arabia after attending the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council ministerial meeting for strategic dialogue. He met Friedrich Merz, chairman of Germany's Christian Democratic Union Party and member of the CDU-CSU, Christian Social Union Parliamentary Group. The minister also interacted with the members of the German parliament known as the Bundestag. Earlier, the minister held wide-ranging discussions with his German counterpart Annalena Baerbock and took stock of the India-Germany strategic partnership, covering areas such as trade, defense and security. On the second leg of the visit, Jaishankar is currently in Berlin, Germany for a two-day visit from September 10 to 11 and thereafter will travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from September 12 to 13. The Cabinet has given nod to providing health coverage to all senior citizens above 70 years of age, irrespective of income under Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana. Briefing the media after the cabinet meeting last evening in Delhi, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the senior citizens will get the facility of free treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. Senior citizens of the age 70 years and above who are already availing benefits of other public health insurance schemes such as Central Government Health Scheme, Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme, Ayushman Central Armed Police Force may either choose their existing scheme or opt for ABPMJ. The senior citizens who are under private health insurance policies or employees state insurance scheme will also be eligible to avail benefits under ABPMJ. The cabinet also approved PM Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement PME Drive scheme with an outlay of 10,900 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. Meanwhile, government has also approved outlay of 12,461 crore rupees for 31,350 megawatt hydropower projects. Mission Mausam was also approved to create a more weather-ready and climate-smart Bharat with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees over 2 years. It is envisaged to be a multifaceted and transformative initiative to tremendously boost India's weather and climate-related science, research and services. Union Cabinet yesterday gave its approval to the proposal of Department of Rural Development for the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana 4, PMGSY4, during financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. The total outlay of the scheme will be 70,125 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under this scheme, financial assistance will be given for the construction of 62,500 kilometers road for providing new connectivity to eligible 25,000 unconnected habitations. The Indian Air Force is conducting one of its largest multinational air exercises, Tarang Shakti 24 in Jodhpur. On the sidelines of the event, the IAF is also hosting the India Defence Aviation Exposition IDAX 24, which will be inaugurated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today. This edition of IDAX, scheduled from September 12 to 14, will have a grand participation from the industry, hosting a wide range of products and technologies. The fifth meeting of the India-Philippines Joint Defence Cooperation Committee was held in Manila yesterday. The meeting was co-chaired by Defence Secretary Giridhar Armane and his counterpart, Senior Under-Secretary, Ministry of National Defence of Philippines, Irineo Cruz Espino. And that is the end of this news bulletin.